Arts, home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Today's Modern Worship, we want to thank you for joining us. We're going to spend the next half hour here going through the Word of God, and we want to commend you for investing in your journey of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that you're getting stronger and stronger. I pray that as we go through the Word of God, that you have a hunger and thirst for the things of God, and that gets more and more reinforced and stronger and stronger. I want to say thank you to the folks of Weirich Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H Air. They are based in Rockledge, Florida. Their phone number is 321-632-9538. Don't know about you, but this is one of my favorite times of the year for the next 5 or 6 months, because my air conditioner doesn't have to work as hard. That doesn't mean that it doesn't work at all. You know, Florida is one of those places where you can have times during the year where you turn the heat on in the morning to take the chill off, and then you open up the windows, and then by afternoon you're turning the air conditioner on. And so you got to make sure that your equipment is up to adequate working order in case you need it. Well, Weirich Air has been providing professional sales, service, and repair for air conditioning, heating, and electrical issues for over 50 years. They work primarily in residential settings, but they do some light commercial settings as well, and provide emergency service when necessary. They strive to provide their customers with the best service possible at an affordable price. You don't stay in business for over 50 years without being very good at your job and treating your customers the way that they should be treated. Their license number is CAC 182-1309, and their phone number once again is 321-632-9538. Dennis pastors a church here in Central Florida in the Geneva area, and he not only preaches the Word, he studies the Word, he prays, and he brings biblical values to his business. He's not looking to take advantage of his customers. He's looking to be a blessing to them and getting them to where they can get the temperature just to what they want it. We are very thankful for them being friends of the Refresh radio program. So we're going to be in Psalm 110 today. Psalm 111. I'm focusing on verse 10. Got my eyes off the target there. So let me read this passage. Psalm 111, verse number 1. It says, "Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given food to those who fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. And so there's a great number of psalms that emphasize that command to praise the Lord. And so the psalmist here in verse number one follows that command up with, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. It's not talking just about your blood pumper. It's talking about the entirety of your innermost being. And one of the things that I have found is that in this day and time, there are people, and listen, I am thankful for everyone who comes to church. I believe that everybody should have a church home. I believe that everybody should have people that they are accountable to. I've got people that I'm accountable to. I've got a board. I'm accountable to them. I'm accountable to my wife. I've got a presbyter that's over me, that and I have a district superintendent that's over me and a general superintendent that's over me. I have a lot of different layers of accountability, and you know, I've got friends that I've made myself accountable to through various stages, and said, hey, if I ever mess up in this area again, and that was a credentialing transfer error that I made, that I didn't realize that there were different rules in different districts, and Florida happened to be different than the district that I had come from. Didn't realize that. Made a mistake and said, hey, if I ever, you know, make a mistake in this, I want you to call me out. I don't want to repeat the same mistake again. So I'm thankful for friends that I have that hold me accountable. And you know, it can be other areas. I've got another friend that whenever I am praying, whenever I'm studying, if I hear something in my spirit and I see it in the Word, I want to check and make sure that I'm not speaking from a blurred perspective, or I want to make sure that the things that I'm sharing are from the Word of God. And so I want to, back to what I was talking about, that everybody, you know, needs to be in church. I've made the statement for years. I don't see how people thrive in their relationship, in their spiritual relationship, without a church home. I don't see how people make it in life without a church home. I've not every experience I've ever had in church has been a pleasant experience, but church has always been a place of blessing for me. And I expect that will continue to be so throughout my life. And that is not talking about just because I work at church. I found great relationships, lifelong relationships, friendships, that, you know, anytime we get together, it's not a, oh no, look at so-and-so. Lifelong relationships where we look forward to seeing one another. So I don't understand why people would choose to eliminate praise and worship as a community of believers from their life. Let me show you something from verse number 10, and then we'll go back to verse number 1. His praise endures forever. It is something that has lasting impact. I'm sitting here, I'm looking at the computer screen here in the radio studio. This program airs at 8:30. It rebroadcasts at 10:30 over on WWBC. It rebroadcasts here again at 5 o'clock on 91.5 FM. There are multiple channels that are recording this program that I'm doing right now. And I know from seeing other softwares that you can have many different tracks that you record, and you can somehow synthesize all of that. You're looking at something that is beyond my technical capabilities. I could probably learn how to do it, but that's probably going to take me longer than I want to invest in that at this point in time. What I believe happens with our praise is every time we praise God, it adds another layer, another track to our never-ending praise that is offered up to God, that it endures forevermore. I had a job one time. It was a temporary job. It was after I'd graduated Bible college. A friend, he was more like he was basically a little older than my dad. His daughter was the same age I am. Lives in Florida now. She does, the daughter does, and he provided me a job. It was a job that was cleaning recreational vehicles. He had an RV dealership. It was a family business. There were different family members, and his brother was part of that. I think the business had probably belonged to his dad at some point in time. And I was given the assignment of going into RVs in August. They kept the doors open. And it was on a gravel parking lot. So it was not on pavement. And I was go in there and I would wipe everything down. I would dust everything and I would go out and then I would go over to the next one. And there were dozens of them. And then I would go back to the first one that I had done, and it was as if I had never been in there. And it was literally an exercise in futility. And so I went to my friend and I asked him, I said, I explained the situation. I'm going in, I'm dusting. By the time I get to the far end, I come back and it's like I've not even been there. Is, you know, you okay if I just dust it with a feather duster? And he said, that's okay by me. Well, it was okay with him. Come to find out, it wasn't okay with his brother. And his brother fired me. And so I've had that unceremonious exit on multiple occasions. And my friend told me, he said, I could have hired you back, but you know, you're called to the ministry. You're not called to run a feather duster over an RV. The reason I struggled with that job is that it didn't have any endurance, any lasting value. And I certainly wasn't wholehearted about it. And I think all of us are looking for something that is going to have lasting impact. Every once in a while, I find myself in a cemetery, and whenever I'm there, a lot of times I look at tombstones and see when people lived, and you see when they were born, you see when they died, you can see if they were married or if, you know, they had a child and the child died young. You can see that. But the things that we can't necessarily tell are how those people lived. You don't know if they were believers. You don't know if they did anything that was going to have any lasting impact at all. Now, I'm not talking about notoriety for their name, because there are a lot of people who did incredible things of faith in the Bible that God took notice of, but we don't know their name. I don't really need my name to be known, but what praise does is it causes God's name to be praised. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. I pray that you don't skip out on praise and worship. I don't remember who it was that I first heard say this, but it is, we make time for the things that we find value in or think that are important. We make time for that. And so there are some times that people will say, well, I'm going to come in late and, you know, cause I don't want to do the praise and worship thing. And I was like, man, we're going to spend all of eternity. Praise endures forever. Why would I not want to have some lasting impact? I remember hearing of numerous athletes who had achieved the highest accolades and accomplishments that their sports profession had to offer. And they kept looking for some sort of permanence, only to not find that it had anything to offer other than a fleeting moment of happiness. You know, if you were to win the Super Bowl here in a few months, before they ever get off the stages, what are you guys going to have to do to be able to repeat as champions next year? And now, I used to think that there wasn't anybody who, you know, was going to know who did what, when, where, and why. But my son-in-law has this incredible mind for remembering, especially football, high school football, college football, and professional football. He's got this encyclopedic memory of things that have happened. And so he could probably name, you know, every Super Bowl champion for years and years and years. But it's that has no eternal significance. Even if people remember it here, when you stand before God and you say, well, I was a Super Bowl champion. And the response would be, okay. That's not going to impress God. Money doesn't impress God. Wealth doesn't impress God. What does impress God is the fear of the Lord, the reverence that is due his name. Praise expresses itself because we are in awe of the one who sits upon the throne. If you drop back to verse number one, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. So praise is not just something that takes place in a one-on-one setting. It takes place in a corporate setting as well. And by that, I don't mean a business setting, although that does happen in some cases. What I'm talking about is when multiple people gather together for the same purpose, and that is to praise God. You can praise God because whatever God works, he makes it great. The works of the Lord are great. His work is honorable, and it's glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. If you have ever felt like there was injustice in this world, then you should be a person who praises God, because God is not unjust. God is righteous, and his righteousness endures forever. He endures forever, and his praise endures forever. So we are thankful for everything that God does. He never does it from a carnal, I'm going to use that from our perspective. He doesn't do it with carnal motivations that men might have. Okay, so I'm going to give this person here favorable treatment, but I'm going to give this person over here less favorable treatment because I just like this other person. God's not a respecter of persons. He is righteous. The ground is level at the foot of the cross. Every one of us needs to ask Jesus to forgive us of our sins and be the Lord of our life and empower us so that we don't keep making the same mistake over and over and over again. We can praise the Lord because he is gracious and full of compassion. I don't know if you've ever been around a person that was unpleasant to be around. I have been. I try not to be that person, but occasionally there are times that, man, I just can't get away from myself today. God is gracious. He's full of grace. He's full of favor, and he is full of compassion. There's no alternative source for the love of God. Compassion is not just an emotion, it's a motivation. So Jesus was moved with compassion. There was something internally that was motivating him to act on behalf of people. In one place it says he looked at them and he saw that they were as sheep without a shepherd, and he was moved with compassion. And I pray that we praise God for the compassion that caused him to send Jesus to pay the price of our sins so that we could be reconciled with the Father. Verse number 10 describes the fear of the Lord as the beginning of wisdom. And it says here in verse number 5 that God has given food to those who fear him. He is a provider for those who live in awe. Even when there is no natural resource, God has supernatural resource. So be thankful for that. Be thankful for his covenant. It drops down in verse number 7. It says, the works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and in uprightness. Everything that God does is done in truth. There's no deception there. I have this predisposition that if somebody has done something shady in dealing with me in the past, I'm skeptical of them, you know, what they're hiding from me in future dealings, unless there's been some sort of repentance and an acknowledgement, hey, that wasn't exactly true, and I want to make that up. I tend to look at them with a little more care. I focus the lens a lot more clearly to see if I can figure out what angle they're trying to work out the what's worse for them, or what's better for them, because a lot of times that's going to come at someone else's expense. So I am thankful that God deals with us in a upright manner, and he deals with us in redemption. Verse number 10 says, a good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. I hope that all of us would continue to gain understanding from God. We'd understand, you know, what he has, or how he has ordered our steps and directed our path, how he's empowered us, how he's strategically positioned us. I believe that God makes no mistakes. And whenever I have that understanding, it causes me to move past any seasons of discouragement or disappointment and say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it for the glory of God. I'm going to do it. God has not forgotten me. He knows exactly where I am. He knows exactly what I'm facing. He's the commander in chief. And I am going to love what I do as long as God will have me to do it. So whatever you do, don't do it begrudgingly. Don't do it. Say, oh man, I gotta get up. I've gotta go do this. I really don't want to do it, but I've got to do it. You and I, we need to say, God, I want to praise you. I want to thank you for working in my life. I want to thank you for working in a manner that is honorable, that it brings glory to your name. And you and I, as long as we continue to do that, we're going to be able to praise his name. And then, like I said, that praise goes on and on and on. Never let it stop. Whatever you do today, find something to praise God about, because I guarantee you, he is worthy to be praised. So once again, we'd just like to say thank you to WMIE. Thank you to all of those who partnered with the radio station here in the last couple of weeks to make sure that the programming continues to go across the airwaves. If you haven't done so yet, I can guarantee you this. If you call in 321-632-1000 and say, hey, I know I didn't get to call in during the fall offering, but I feel like God wants me to partner with you for the next 5 or 6 months, I guarantee you they won't tell you no. I guarantee you there is a need, that the need will be met, and that you and I will be able to continue to share the gospel throughout Brevard County. 321-632-1000 is how you could make that happen. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.